what they said you did, you go and tell them, look, I'm sorry. Even if I cause you to think like that, I'm sorry. And then you got it off your conscience. And if you happen to die that night, you're going to be all right. You'll go straight to heaven. So we got to realize the scriptures is there for a reason. God put them there so that we could keep our life straight, so that we could go straight and do the things that he has called us to do. And saints of God, it's time for us to start doing that right now. God's power must be demonstrated. That's what we was talking about. His power has to be demonstrated. How else will people know that the power of God is real and that God is real if they don't see a demonstration of what we're talking about? In 1 Corinthians 2 and 4, Paul is speaking. And here's what he said. And my preaching and my speech was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstrations of the Spirit and of power. That's the way we're going to have to stop just talk, and that's all we do. We're going to have to demonstrate this with the Spirit and the power of God, the things that the Word is saying. So, and then he says in verse 5, so that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let's be clear. God has endowed us with power from on high. He has given us, oh my goodness, he has given us his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. And the Son has given us his power. And he has given us his authority to teach and to train, to enlist, and to save souls. That's a precious job. That's a powerful job to usher these people into the kingdom of God. That's our assignment, saints of God. And what are we doing? What are we doing now? What are we doing with all this power that we have been given? Church, it's high time that we stop pushing our own agenda and seriously get to work and get the work done that God has called us to do. This generation has to keep the torch lit and burning high so that the church can keep growing and keep working and keep doing the works of God. It's not going to be over until God says over. So we have to get that settled in our minds. We have to get that settled in our minds so that we can represent the kingdom of God and the way God has designed and he has set forth for us to do. Amen. Saints of God, this is a precious work that we have to do. There's plenty of precious souls out there that need to be saved. There's so many souls. People would not be taking their lives if they knew that God was there to help them. We have to do a better job at getting the word out, letting them know that God is there for them. You don't have to go around being disgruntled and not knowing what to do. We can speak to you and tell you God is able. He's able to do anything. There's nothing too hard for God to do. You know, we can take no credit. I want you to know that we can take no credit, and we can't even stipulate or demand or arrange what God has set forth for us to do in our own way. We will pay a penalty for being disobedient and having such bad behavior toward God. God does not want us to take matters in our own hand. He has set up things for us to do, and we need to be doing just what he told us to do. Saints of God, please remember that you didn't die for anybody. You didn't create a soul. You didn't create your own self. God created us. And he gave us a book, 66 books, in which he tells us how he wants us to do things, how he wants us to run his church, how we should live our life so that we could come back to him. See, we were disobedient in the first place. Adam and Eve was disobedient, and they lost us the kingdom where we had everything made. Jesus was taking care of everything. He watered the grass. He watered everything. He did all the work. All we had to do was listen to him and do the things that he told us to do. Adam and Eve messed that up. Now, don't let us mess this up. You know, it's our fault. We're the ones that sinned. God didn't sin. But Jesus came and he paid for our sins. Now, let us not just sit back and just, I don't know what we're waiting for. I really don't know what pastors, teachers, and preachers are waiting for and what they're thinking about when they're trying to push their own agenda and do their own thing instead of doing what God has said for us to do. We have to know that our assignment, we have to know what it is, and we have to know what God's wishes are so that we can carry them out. Jesus knew what his assignment was. And if we look in Luke 4:18, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." See, there's so many bruised people. And I'm not talking about physically bruised. I'm talking about mentally bruised. There's so many people that are held captive with cigarettes and alcohol and dope and illicit sex and just the mindset that Satan has put in them to turn them from God. They're captive in those things. And Jesus said that he was sent to set the captives free and recovery of sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he completed his task. He accomplished all that he was assigned to do. And guess what? He did it God's way. He wasn't like Burger King, "I'm going to do it my way." Guess what? Saints of God, preachers of the gospel, you're not going to get paid for doing it your way. You're going to get payment, but you're not going to lack the payment that you receive from God for doing it your way. I hear Jesus say in John 6:38, and it says, we know Jesus is speaking, and he said, "For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me." He didn't come to do his own will. I want you to know that. He said this. "I didn't come to do my own will," he said, "but the will of him that sent me." And in John, that's what we have to do, saints. I read this because I want you to know that we have to do the will of God also. If Jesus, the Son of God, had to do it, what do you think about us? John 5:19, Jesus is answering a question. And in verse 19, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he see the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also do the Son likewise. Now, I ask you this question." This is to the church, to those leaders in particular. How can you see and hear Jesus say that he came to do his Father's will, and that, and then you sit there and you think that you can put some things in place that's not in the Bible? You can do some things and you can apply some things that's not in the Bible. You can do that, and it's going to please Jesus. Saints of God, you're wrong. And you will be paid. And like I say, you're not going to like the payment that you get, but you will be paid. Because I want to tell you something. God said he's not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, he said you're going to reap it. Whatsoever a man sow, you're going to have to reap. And the Son of God, if he has to obey the purpose of God, I'm just continuing to talk to you a little bit. If the Son of God, if he had to obey the purpose of God, and he had to do the things, carry out the plans and the will that God has set forth for us. What do you think about it?
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man. The teacher.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Parental involvement is the key to your child's success at school. This is Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. Whether it's volunteering at school, communicating with teachers on a regular basis, or helping with homework, we know that parental involvement is crucially important. So get involved. Working together, parents and educators can make this a great school year for every student in Louisiana.
A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger,
but on a tree you died to save man, the teacher.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I just want to take a practical look at Romans 8:28 for the believers, because we quote this verse, we study this.